We haven't developed that capacity. So we have to develop that potential, that inner, the inner ability has to be developed until we can use it in the right way. We have to develop it to the point where we can use it as Allah intends us to use it. And when we go ahead of the guidance of God, then we go off half cocked. We go off not right, not quite prepared for the job. But God knows it's too good. And Allah says to the angels that when I have laid him and have breathed into him of my spirit, that's the condition. So then obey him, make obeyance, make a gesture of obedience to him. He told the angels that. So this tells us that there is in human beings the capacity for development beyond what is possible for any other creature. So the human being then is the most excellent of all. And Allah says in the Quran that he makes the human being in the most excellent of moles. The most excellent of moles. Now many of us, perhaps, are not as familiar with the language of the Quran as we are with the language of the church or with the language of the Bible. Great, excellence of mold. The word that is used, it tells us that God has designed a specific kind of behavioral nature for man to conform to. And if he conforms to that God-given behavioral nature, then he will be the most excellent of creatures. But if he doesn't conform to the God-given behavioral nature, he can, by consequence of his own weakness or his own misguidance, he can fall to the lowest of the low. So God has said that he will bring the human being in the excellence of mold. But consequently, he falls to the lowest of the low. Because he goes on past the past. He follows his own inclination, while not giving an account or taking into account how he is situated in a total reality. He's not alone. He is in a reality. And that reality is affecting him, influencing him, affecting him. That reality is supporting him. That reality is challenging him. And if we are not aware of the realities that we are situated within, then we will be moving blindly in the world. And it is Allah who created everything and knows everything. It is not that God that has revealed to his messenger the reality of the situation. So that man will not be going on half-cocked and will not be moving in the dark. Light is an important word in religion. Light. The light of truth. The light of peace. The light of sincerity. So many of us think of light and we can't see it in its broad picture. That word light, it covers everything that is true and right. You see? When we're in the dark, we're kind of, incarcerated. We're limited. We have ability that we can't use because the situation is not right. We need light. You see? Yes. So that light is a big word. Men need light for the intellect. But men also need light for the heart, sentiment. It is the heart sentiment that takes us off the track sometimes. And the brain inside itself, where are these heroes gone? Trying to work with a reality that never was created by God. And this is the science. This is the fantasy that the brain finds itself in. Because somehow it puts the brain out on the path towards nothing like nothing, neither land. Neither land. The thought of nothingness. And the heart has confused itself. The heart thinks it has found something. It is only in the world of its own imagination. And the brain finds no reality there. So even the brain has to go crazy with the heart. out of brain, they have to say, God, you have a heart, get back in the world God created you for. Right? Sometimes it's not the heart fault, it's the brain fault. The brain is a weird idea. The ego comes up. And the ego continues itself to be bigger than the creation. And Allah has told us, think not, oh man, that you're bigger than the creation. The creation is bigger than you. Isn't it wonderful that Allah tell us something bigger than us to manage? Well, it's wonderful. Because that's going to bring out all the spirit potential in us, if we, as long as we live with it. If you don't give up the challenge, as long as you live with it, it's going to bring out all the spirit of potential in us. If he gave us something that's equal to us, if we went by the Chinese logic, it would bring out the best in us. The Chinese say if you put a jumping pole, the height that the man can jump, he won't jump the pole. But if you put this the jumping pole above the height of the man can jump, he will jump the pole. Man needs a challenge. Man needs a challenge. But if you make man say, oh, put it right there, I can jump there. Okay, oh, you think you can jump there? Yeah, I can jump that. Okay, I'm going to raise it up and then jump that. And then you will jump where you thought you could jump. But if you put it right where you thought you could jump, you will hit the pit. You can jump and you go over, you lift your cup. You see? Yes. So Allah says, Noah, he's given us the creation and he says, it's exploring. It has great possibilities. And I have made it of use to you. It's the human genesis. Not just the earth down here that grows the crops. But he says, that's also for the sun, the moon, the heavenly bodies, for the clouds, the sky, the rain, the wind. And everything. He said, wherever the signs and wherever the globe, he has made that the human you. He has reduced it to service, into human service. And we find that science has made use of the star, of the sun, of the moon. Yes, they made use of all these things. They study all these things and they find some use. To make up all of these things in the human life. Sun, moon, stars. Why do you think we study astronomy? You think it's a gift? We study astronomy because that knowledge is useful in human life. You see? So Allah has said, he has made all of that upstairs and all of this down here of use in human beings. That's an invitation, dear people. That's an invitation for you to think through.
And God has saved your first prayer. Father, who Father is that? Once the Almighty brings truth to the human being, the truth of his station in the world, the truth of his dignity in the creation, and he then continues to go on the path of self-expression, self-slavery, with his fault, with his fault, with the Muslim Moses was anointed. Moses preached to the oppressed. The oppressed rose to the top. But Muhammad, the prophet, the last prophet, who preached to the oppressed rose to the top. Moses did not preach to anything, but the oppressed rose to the top. Muhammad preaching just beyond his servant did not preach to any anything, but the oppressed rose to the top. Muhammad combined the enemy, the oppressed, masses, with leadership. So he preached to them the signified message that God gave that signified it. And they became dignified. They didn't have any civilized order in Arabia. They were a peninsula of human slaves. This is history still alive. Not this. This is on the planet. We can blame this to Harvard, to Yale, to the Chicago University. And the professors there will say, yes, this is a fact of history. These priests are a threat. They didn't have civilization. And they came into civilization. These priests are a threat. They didn't have education. They came into education. They didn't have material strength. They came into economics. They didn't have the sciences. They came into the sciences. That in America, 1982, we have to preach black conscience and racism to our people to get them to get up and do something. That's a weak doctrine for citizens. And we've been using it too long, that's how come we're still down here. If you want to get the black man to get up and do something for himself, talk to him like you talk to a man. Talk to him like you talk to a white man, or a yellow man, or any other man. Don't give him no racial touch to walk with. Give him the truth and let him walk by the truth and he'll become a man.
Command of scripture. And who doesn't have to go on to it. bishop, I've been a pope, I'm in a special school of theology. The men have to go out of their own folks' home in the neighborhood. And to take care of the religious business we need without going outside of our neighborhood. I think this is the best business in the world. And my brothers and sisters that are with me, thanks, Jared. I used to, Jared. I don't do it anymore.
Identity. A law is sort of, but you need that sort of. He said, how can that happen?
Yes, sir. So we can't take for granted that everybody here believes in religion. There might be somebody here that believes it. Believes in religion. You don't know.
Stop the thing. You don't want to stop the thing. You don't know. know what I mean, that's like that. Now we're in a whole lot of time, but only 600 years. You remember? Well, that's what I'm saying. It was only 600 years. We were told that the freight man was drafted out of the bus man for just 600 years.
Allah will say cool down.
kicked and hollered like a little baby throwing a tantrum. Then a lot like a cool breeze by and looking still good, looking wet, dry up. And he said, "Thank you, Allah."
Thank you. said, that I get the same recognition that other human beings get on the earth.
So we have been intimidated. We have been made cowards. We have been frightened. And we are praying to the man the level of human respect that the top people in the world demand.
What is that level of respect we want? We want to respect to manage our own affairs. We want to be given the respect to manage our own affairs. I want to be able to run my family. I don't want nobody telling me from Chicago to university. City Hall, the mayor's office, to send some human paper worker, or some third society out to my house, to tell me how am I supposed to live in my house, to tell me I have to live by these codes, by these rules, by these principles. I want to be able to choose with my own free conscience and own free mind. I want to be able to choose for myself what kind of life I want to live in my own house. You're crazy to keep you down. against the true American concept. It accommodates government within the government. All of us have to be tied with the fundamental idea of the American democracy. Now, if we don't look real wise, then we are dead. But this country is a country that allows all kinds of cultural things.